Hello and welcome to Voyeurism. I am so glad that you're here. I feel like before I get into it, I want to explain why I named this podcast Voyeurism. I feel like voyeurism is quite a strange and creepy word to choose, so I just want to explain myself. Technically, voyeurism means someone who gains pleasure from watching someone else engage in intimate activities such as sex. Think of a peeping Tom that's staring through the cracks in the blinds trying to see a teenage girl get changed. That would be an act of voyeurism. But to me, being human is in and of itself an intimate activity. So when I say voyeurism, I am referring to the intricate and close speculation of any and all displays of humanity, not actual sex. I first heard of this word when I read a short story by Raymond Carver called The Idea, but more recently I watched a documentary on Netflix called The Voyeur. It's about a man that runs a motel and uses it as an opportunity to be a creep. He would watch his patrons through the ventilation system and quietly and creepily observe their actions and interactions. And again, I'm not saying that I am a creep or a peeping Tom, just that I have at times in my life felt like the person in the ventilation system, whether I intended to be there or not. And this is a result of just always having such an innately strong ability to observe others and also a desire to dissect my observations and now, I guess, express those observations. So I am coining it as being a voyeur of life, a voyeur of the human condition. And this podcast is really for anyone who is either interested in the idea of being a voyeur or themselves identifies as being a voyeur. Another huge reason I started to feel voyeuristic is the fact that I have an insanely good memory, and I think that having an insanely good memory can be creepy, and I always joke about this, right? Like when you run into an old friend and they mention their brother and you realize that you remember everything that they last told you about, the age of their brother, the name of their brother's children, their brother's occupation, and you go, oh, okay, I'm just going to have to smile and nod and let them tell me again, because the fact that I remember that is so creepy. And if I was to say, oh yes, his wife, Karen, and his three children, it's giving, I am collecting your hair. It's giving, I am collecting intel on you and I'm going to try and clone you. Like, it's creepy, but I can't help it, right? Like, I just always have had a really, really good memory. And I think it definitely adds to this sensation of feeling like a bit of a voyeur. Growing up, this sensation of voyeurism almost made me feel like an alien placed on Earth to study people. And this definitely is not aided by the fact that I watched and read so much science fiction. One of my favorite book series of all time is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which sort of starts off with this alien on Earth that is researching Earth to gain intel for this galactic encyclopedia, which I heavily resonated with. And also, throughout this book series, they constantly refer to this idea of answering the ultimate question: what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? And I first read this book when I was like 8 years old, and that phrase just really stuck with me because life, the universe, and everything sort of felt like the concept that I was grappling with. And whether it be in my reflection of a conversation with a friend, my reflection of a lucid dream, or my reflection of a book I read, it always felt like the intel I was collecting was leading me towards trying to answer this question: what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? So if you catch me using that phrase, you know where it's from. For some backstory about me and why I decided to make this podcast, essentially, I started making content on TikTok about a year ago when I was solo traveling, and I found that my observational voyeuristic mind had more time to wander and to ponder than usual. And I had to start putting my thoughts somewhere because journaling was simply not cutting it. I was living on a remote donkey sanctuary in Croatia and living this insanely unrelatable dream reality, spending so much time at the beach and in nature. And it sort of had me really dissecting society and capitalism. And I would say I started off talking about hippy dippy life advice, spirituality, manifestation, and just all the thoughts that I was getting as I solo traveled and backpacked and met people. But the reason that I was solo traveling sort of goes back to how my spiritual existential crisis first started, which essentially is that I became really chronically ill when I was about 16, and my already curious voyeuristic mind was very aggressively forced down the path of self-actualization and spiritual exploration because doctors were not helping me whatsoever. And essentially every doctor was telling me that all of my sudden ailments had no cure, and I was like, okay, it's time to actually, for once and for all, figure out the answer to life, the universe, and everything. And it led me to going on my first solo backpacking trip when I was 18, so 6 years ago now. And ever since then, I guess I have just read a lot of spirituality books, philosophy books, just through lots of my own exploration, traveling, reading, and most of all, thinking. I have managed to heal myself of a lot of chronic health problems. And somewhere along the line, I guess I recognized how much my younger self would appreciate some of the spiritual conclusions I have come to, especially in regards to achieving peace and health. I don't want to niche this podcast down to health and healing, but whether it be conversations of capitalism or loneliness or sexuality or the patriarchy, I am pretty much always going to have self-actualization, that is, you know, fulfilling your highest potential, at the forefront of my content, because I think somewhere along the line, I sort of realized, what is the point of life or of being a voyeur if these observations are not making us hotter, making us happier? I feel like wisdom does not have to be a source of anguish or a path to nihilism and being defeatist. Life is meant to be easy. And as someone who used to absolutely slug through life with my voyeuristic tendencies dragging behind me like a gargantuan ball and chain, I promise you it can be fun. And I genuinely used to hate the fact that I made everything so deep, because it sort of brewed into this heavy energy that I could simply never rid myself of. And now that I'm older and have spent a lot of time with myself, I feel like I am simultaneously able to move through life with ease and with lightness and without the heaviness that my voyeurism, I suppose, used to give me. And I don't know, I think I've started to view it as a gift, and not a gift in the sense of I have, you know, a skill and a power that others don't, but I think that this tendency of deep reflection is something that anyone can tap into, you know, and maybe it was my chronic health problems that threw me into it so aggressively and so young, but I think it's something that anyone can benefit from. I feel like over the past 5 years of my life, I have really taken this voyeurism on tour. I spent a lot of time traveling. I went on an extended backpacking trip for 7 months when I was 18, and I spent 7 months of the last year backpacking as well. And one thing that you really learn about yourself when you go traveling, especially if you go solo traveling, is what other people think of you, because you're constantly meeting new people and they are showing you what their first impression of you is. They'll make little remarks of, oh, like, that's such a strange thought, or, oh, I've never thought of it like that. And all of these things about yourself that you think are universal or relatable, or maybe within your small bubble of friends back home, it is relatable and it is universal. You take yourself out of the context of your home and of people knowing you, and you meet people in new places and new situations, and you go, okay, now that roughly 40 people that I have met along this trip have told me that, you know, my perception of dating is unusual, I can now confidently believe that to be true. And obviously your perception of yourself should not be based off of what other people think of you, but I also don't think it should be solely based off of what you think of yourself and your self-concept. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is there are things that I have been, you know, voyeuristically and deeply contemplating my whole life, such as monogamy and society, capitalism, spirituality, philosophy. I don't know, these are all such like vague, abstract terms, I have come to realize that maybe there is some value in sharing my perspective because they are not inherently universal perspectives. And one thing about me is that when I was younger, I sort of assumed that everyone was having a similar experience of existence to me. I was like, I'm having all of these deep existential conundrums, so is everyone else. I feel like an alien, potentially everyone else feels this way. And it wasn't until I, one, became older, but two, just put myself out there into the world that I recognized that this is not true. Basically, you can't expect yourself from other people, and the best way that you can learn about other people's inner worlds is by expressing your own inner world, because your inner world is not universal. However, there are plenty of people who can relate to your inner world, and not only does that bring forth a sense of community, like, oh, there are people who like to think about the same things that I think about, but it also means that you can learn from other people's inner worlds rather than trying to only learn about things from your perspective. I feel like that's not a particularly profound take, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that I have realized that not everyone does identify as a voyeur, and that's okay. But it's also not just me, which is excellent, excellent news, because honestly, 10-year-old Jordan was really wigging out at the fact that maybe it was just her. Anyway, that is it for this episode. I promise that my future episodes will be more formulated and researched. But for now, I will leave you to ponder the question of, are you a voyeur? Are you a voyeur? Are you a bit of a creep? And if you are, that is okay. You are in the right place.